Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode number 99. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
We're standing at the precipice. I said precipice.
We are getting there.
That sounds dirty.
It does sound dirty. Okay, we're standing on the edge of the cliff.
It's family-friendly, Sean.
Looking over, we are at episode
sounds dirty.
99.
I know it. That's exciting. What's the next one?
Echo,
oh, yeah, 100.
Echo, echo. Yeah, we're not going to say what it is.
Special.
It's a special surprise.
That's right. You guys doing okay?
Yes.
Doing good.
Let's see, what is it?
Doing real good.
Ooh, real good.
Ooh. I don't know what that means.
He's
sounds good.
Sounded creepy. I'm not sure what's going on there.
I like it, though, man.
I do, too. And we hope the creepies are doing well.
Yes.
Yeah, 99. So you want to just get right to it?
This one's special, too, isn't it?
This one's special?
They're all special. Are you kidding me? They're like our kids.
They're all Sean's favorite.
Because
they're all my they always have been.
It's the last episode before the 100th episode.
What will change? Is anything going to change?
Okay.
Are we going to change
I
anything?
Can see what, okay.
So it's half special.
Okay.
It's like getting married and having a piece of paper that says you're married. Is that does it change anything?
Yeah.
Is 100 changes?
Yeah. Okay, it's a half special episode, creepies. You're getting a half special.
It is. It'll be fun, though.
But we won't give you a half effort. It's full effort.
We got
full effort.
We got 99 problems, and being creepy's not one.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it should be, right?
Maybe they don't know.
I think that's our problem.
So, that is, yeah, we've got a lot of problems. Speaking Sean.
Yes.
Why don't you do the first announcements?
I think I will. First part of the announcements, we always want to bring this home. You know, we take a minute from the fun, the frivolity. Yeah, I said frivolity. The creepy, the scary, the unusual, guy time, all that stuff. This is by far the most important thing that we do is build a mental health community because we all need help out there. So we want to make sure that you guys always have the tools to help yourself and those around you. So we give out the numbers for help. That is, you can call or text the number 988 for any and all types of crises. You can also text home to 741-741. Don't be scared to get help by counseling. Going to counseling, finding the right counselor can be hard sometimes. It takes a few times sometimes to find the one that you're going to be comfortable with. So hang in there. Also, one of the big things with mental health nowadays is bullying. So we want you to be able to go find help with bullying. So go to visitstopbullying.gov for another way to get help with that.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Job.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
That was kind of a half effort, but
you like, I'm
just joking.
I dialed that in.
Man, every time.
I've done this a lot, 99 times.
Just kidding.
Every time you get to the bullying part, all that pops in my head is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What's that?
And Kindergarten Cop grabbing the kid that's eating all the lunches. It's like, do you eat everybody's lunches every day?
Uh-huh.
Stop it! Stop it!
Yeah, that's funny.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Do you bully everyone every day? Stop it!
Sean, that was a good job.
Thank
you. I'm going to tell you. That's really good.
I'm going to try to just start on the second side. Second part of the announcements.
Okay, hold you to it, right?
If I can talk.
Okay. Hey, you know what time it is?
Hey, it's for horses.
Dad, that's right. Dad joke time.
Leave the jokes to you, right?
Oh, yeah. I did. Are you guys ready? Creepies, are you ready?
Let me put my seatbelt on.
Nope. Strap in. I thought we strapped in before we record.
Buckle up. Here we go.
Yes.
So a lifeguard told a mother to make her young son stop peeing in the pool. She said, "Oh, what's the big deal?" The mother protested. "All kids from time to time will pee in a pool." "Oh, really?" asked the lifeguard. "From the diving board?" And there you go. That is the dad joke of the show. That would be a little different one.
Yikes.
Being from the diving board.
Yeah, my thought was like, I thought the punchline would be like, yeah, all the other kids are in the pool.
Well, that would be bad too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, don't pee off the diving board and don't pee when. Yeah. So there you go. That's the dad joke of the show. And just a couple of shout outs, or not shout outs, but what do they call it? Special announcements.
Special.
So, Middle Asian Creeped Out will be part of the Hillbilly Horror Stories live show at the Boone County Jail Distillery, which is in Lebanon, Indiana. We will be with the host show, Hillbilly Horror Stories, along with our friends at the Tragedy of Cinema podcast. The time of the show is from 6 to 10 p.m. Tickets are only $25, and they are on sale at the Hillbilly Horror Stories website or at the Eventbrite website. And tickets are limited, so make sure you get those. Pretty much, I think we're going to be selling those out, and at least Jerry thinks that.
Mm-hmm.
Sold a few more the other day. So we hope we see you there. And the last announcement I have is we will be doing a Mako on location at the Indiana State Sanatorium. This will be on Saturday, April 22nd. Time to be determined. We haven't set an exact time when we will be there. We will be doing our full and mini recordings while the self-guided tours and investigations are happening. We may try to do an investigation after we record. That would be very cool. Tickets are only $25. So if you want to do your own investigation, or like I said, the guys and I, you know, we do one. If you want to join us, that's fine. $25. And we are hoping our friend, two-time guest, Erin Ignatz, and also paranormal investigator, she's going to try to be there to join in on the fun. And there will be fun giveaways for those who come out. So come out, say hello to us, visit the creepy and historical Indiana State Sanatorium. That's going to be fun. So, there you go.
Get your creep on.
Get your creep on.
That's right.
It is a fun place. And again, if you want to see some wild stuff, it's really hard to describe what we saw.
Right.
You have to be there. Yeah, it's stuck in time, right?
Stuck in time.
It'll be fun because we've been there, but it'll be even more fun if other people were there to enjoy it with us. So.
Yeah. It's going to give us some exposure. You know, we're advertising for and promoting for the sanatorium, and it's going to be fun. Yeah, a lot of people hopefully show up, and we'll see what happens. So I'm done with that. Sean, what is the topic?
The topic is a wiggity. We are doing freestyle. I didn't know how else to. It's creeped out, chat, freestyle.
Yeah. That's it.
We're kicking this freestyle. I wasn't part of the last one, so I get to be part of this one.
No, you were sick.
I was sick.
Yeah. And you weren't feeling good either.
Sick and twisted. We used that joke with
we
Nathan.
We barely
before.
Missed you.
So barely.
What was your name again?
We were like, you know, that one guy was here.
Who let that guy in?
Shane.
Scott, George, Scott, whatever his name was.
So we got a little creeped out freestyle for you. So no particular topic.
With no particular place
Nate
to go.
And I enjoyed it last time.
Yeah,
and we've gotten a little bit of feedback, and a few people liked it, including my mom. Whoa,
surprise. All our moms.
I'm pretty sure, right. So... what'd you, Sean? You asked like, how do we do this?
And what? I said, how does this work? Exactly.
I said, you talk?
Well, I'm not so me good and at Todd that. Are just going to free riff, but we did type you up a script.
That's right.
Here it is. It's blank. Why is it blank? It's nothing.
It says hi. No, I do want to start off with. I'm very excited. This Friday at 5:00, I will be going back to counseling.
Very good.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Fine. So it's in Avon, and it's been about a little over a year. So I'm going to go see the same guy that I enjoyed. Yeah. So don't know how many times I'm going to go and how often, but it's going to be consistent, but yeah, I'm excited.
I don't mean to. Number one, in all seriousness, that is awesome. But in some nonsensical, do you have like a humongous file full of papers and like some sticking out and it just labeled Sean? 2022.
Like Nate Creepies, I'm gonna be honest. I do. No, I got two files.
Let's put all the other problems away for a minute. We just need to talk about Sean.
You'll say, so how's things going?
He drives me crazy.
Really good. Positive. There's a co-host of mine though on the podcast.
And I want to strangle.
He's causing all kidding. But no, I'm excited about it. So like we give out the numbers and you know, for the count or the good grief, what's it called? The
good grief, Charlie
Brown. Crisis line. I couldn't think of the word crisis.
The crisis.
Yeah, we want you guys to be healthy, and it's good for everybody, no matter how good or bad or in the middle things are going. It is not. It's like an oil change, a little maintenance, you know, a little routine maintenance for your vehicle. It's nice to talk to somebody and they just listen and give you kind of an insight of maybe what is happening or why it's happening, and then they're not attached to it. That's the cool thing. You know, they're not a family
outside
member.
Observer.
They're not a,
That's fair, right?
Mm-hmm. And they can come from a different angle, and they're, and obviously they're professionals, so they, so I'm excited.
Non-biased angle.
Right, yeah. Yep. So, yeah, so that's, I'm excited.
My method is, I just like to find a firm 2x4 and then bash my head into it. That works for me.
Well, Nate, that's, we all have our methods. We all have our ways to, you know,
when I come to, and then I'm finally like, oh, okay, yeah, I feel better now. Things make sense.
I don't know my name, but I'm not sure where I'm at, but yeah.
I think that's part of the treatment. Slight amnesia.
Yeah, yeah.
You forget everything that's bugging you. And
right.
You just move on.
Well, see, here's the thing. So I am on my wife's insurance, and the place that we go to is not in the
network.
And so I was kind of bummed about that. So her insurance company gave my wife, like, there must have been 60 pages of just one after another, you know, counselors. And most of them were in Indianapolis. Oh, a few on the south side, like Greenwood, Franklin, and there was one in Brownsburg, and I'm like, man. And then, you know, most of them did either in person, you know, or you could do it by, like, you know, Zoom or something like that, you know, virtual. And I was like kind of hem-hawing around it, not because I didn't want to do counseling, because I'm like, I don't want to go to anybody else. I like
you found
my,
a
I,
fit.
I like my guy. Yeah. And I'd seen him, I think, what, three times, four times? Anyway, so Amy was like, you know, what, how come, what's going on? Or, you know, what, how come it's taking you so long? And I'm like, I don't want to do any, I don't want to go anywhere. Brownsburg's not that far, but I don't, it's farther than Navan, you know? So anyway, we worked it out, and I'm going to go to my guy. So
there you go.
I know it's working out. So I'm excited.
That's good. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah, truly.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So anyway, that's my little excitement for the end of the week.
It goes back to the whole idea of it's okay to see somebody, you know, and that it may not work the first time. So find somebody that you feel comfortable with.
I had the first time, this is, gosh, maybe 12, 13 years ago. I tried a, I wanted to go to counseling, and I went, I mean, there was nothing wrong with the guy. Like, I mean, he was nice. He was fine. And I know he knows his stuff. Obviously he was a professional, but I just didn't quite jive with him. And some of the exercises he gave me, I thought, that's not what, I mean, coming to it from the patient side, I guess, or the, you know, the client side, I was like, a little hokey to me. And so I wasn't, you know, anyway, so I.
He gave you the 2x4 method.
He did. And I was like, wow, I don't know if I can sustain this, you know. Now, Amy liked it because she was the one who was hitting me.
Yeah.
She's like, we could do this all day long.
I like this.
All you have to do is say what you don't like about her, and then she hits you.
Yeah, yeah. And then she feels better.
When I come to.
Once I was out of concussion protocol. And no, but I again, so I just, it just didn't jive. And so then I did away with counseling for a number of years until I went 2017, found a guy. And I went to him for probably 8 or 9 sessions. And, but something had happened and I wasn't quite pleased on what happened. And so I'm like, I was kind of, I felt like I was, undermined. And, so there's always, you know, you just never know. There could be some reason that you might need to change, whether it's just the first guy, I was just like, I just didn't quite jive with it. And the other guy is almost 10 sessions, but then it took the last one for me to figure out. I was kind of like, I didn't like how you did me there, you know? So anyway, and not to get into the details. So yeah, so it might take you 2 or 3 times, or you might find it the first time and he or she's going to be the the one. So don't be afraid to switch. So anyway, but yeah, but other than that, I'm having a good week so far. You guys, how's your weeks going though? Like, how's your work, Nate, with your,
oh, it's fine. Just putting a stairway up.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Works. Well. Works looking up.
Yeah. Has its ups and downs.
That could be, wait a minute. That's my next dad joke. It's got its ups and downs. Yeah. Oh, that's another good one. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Sean, what about you?
Do I exist now?
Yeah.
I've been sitting quietly and nicely.
Your name, right?
It is my name. Okay. Not Shane, not Scott. Yeah, let me write. Not Billy Bob over here.
Yeah. Slappy.
Slap happy.
Slappy.
It's fine. Actually, I'm feeling good. I really am. I am today. Today's technically the first.
What is the first of February?
February. Yeah. I am 6 months into my job.
6 months.
I have survived.
That was quick.
I joked and I told
my... Or did they survive? Well, probably a mutual, right?
It has been mutual. My boss and I talked about that today. I have... Things are changing quite a bit. I'm finally starting to feel comfortable-ish. I mean, I'm comfortable as being a therapist, but learning the culture has been mm-hmm. an uphill climb. And I've really appreciated, you know, the people I work with and being given that time to learn it. It's funny, but I told my boss today, it is, you know what the term hoodwinked mm-hmm, means, mm-hmm. right? It actually comes, it's a Masonic term in one of their rituals that they do.
I did so not know
they,
that.
Yeah, they actually do that too. But they, so I told him, I said, it's funny because when I first started considering this job, which was supposed to be tailor-made for me, right? Or someone like me, I guess. And, I said, different things, you know, friends told me, hey, this is a good opportunity. Try this. It's something different. Hey, you know, this is wonderful. All these people encouraged me. You know, I enjoyed my last job, but I was looking for something different and something closer to home. And so coming to Hendrix, there were different things, that, you know, helped to kind of push me there. But, one was, you know, Jenna really wanted me closer to home and not driving on the road as much with all these crazy people and construction and everything. But my brother, Chad, he had said, you know, if God opens a door, it's rude not to walk through it. You should at least investigate, you know, kind of thing. That's how he's always felt about different things that come up mm-hmm. in his life. And I thought, you know, that's really cool. So I've thought, like, the 2 weeks in between jobs that I took off, I kept thinking of that, like, you know, God must want me to do this. So in all of this difficulty of starting this job and kind of getting my feet grounded and all these, I had told him, like, it's, I never realized how difficult it would be to uproot myself from one job and reroot myself. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. Mm-hmm. At least it has been for me, more so than I ever thought. But I said, the funny thing is, and I told him about that whole, you know, the thing that really solidified it was Chad saying that, you know, the God opened a door for you, you should mm-hmm. walk through. I said, but I didn't know that my boss and my grandboss, the ones that interviewed me, and I love them too, by the way, when I walk through, that they would put a bag over my head, like beat me over the head and hoodwink me. I said, I do believe I was hoodwinked in this job. And he goes,
my boss
laughed and he goes, good. I'm glad you're okay with it now. Like, you know, like you're kind of forgave us.
He didn't deny it.
He did not deny it. He didn't.
I sort of saw the scenario of you walk through the door, they shut it and took off running.
No, see, they thought
it's yours now.
See ya. Well, I joked about that, like, when I left Johnson, that, you know, like, oh, here's your problem now, ha ha ha. But yeah, they, it's funny because Hendrix, in my opinion, it's number based, which it is, you know, hospitals are businesses and they have to survive on numbers. So mm-hmm. great. They're also very color driven. And when I say that it's personality driven. So they try very hard to put those pieces together because you have to have certain personality types to make something work. You can't have a bunch of organized people all running and trying to do different things. You have to have somebody that is number driven. You have to have somebody that's a little bit touchy feely. You have to have somebody in between and
yeah, sure.
leaders and followers and all these things, right? You have to have specialties. So I'm, by all accounts, the blue guy. And that doesn't mean, like, sad. You know, some people think blue means, oh, he's down. No, it's the guy that comes in and gets people to feel good and let's move forward with feel-good attitude. Not fake. See, I'm not a fake person. That's the thing is I told him, I'm like, I can't fake that. I have to, like, feel passionate about the thing that I'm wanting to encourage people to do. So anyway, it's just funny that I was the blue guy. But I'm like, you know, I'm not as blue as you think I am. I actually do have – I'm an optimist, but I'm a realist too. You know, I can come in and, but I'm just not a fake person. Like you're going to get what you're going to get. So if I'm struggling with something, you're going to see a struggle. If I'm happy and passionate about something, you're going to see happy and passionate. Mm-hmm. So, but they're like, so how long is this going to take you to get your blue going? Like anytime now, Sean. But, it's fun. But I thought that hoodwink thing was just hilarious, but that's how mm-hmm. I've been picturing it. Like
that's, hey,
beat me over the head, take me hostage. And here I am. He goes, so you're officially captive by us. And I was like, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, well, but
that's
I'm
a good show, by the way.
But I'm settling. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A little,
little characters. Little shout out
animals.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you get comfortable. And I mean, I've had so many jobs. Now I've been with this one for 17 years in September. So what was it? 4 going on 5 years or 17 and 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
I look back at people, because people, when they find out, oh, I didn't know you were in banking. Wow, that's a totally different line of work than you are in now. And I'm like, yeah.
You want to go back? You want to go back to it, don't you?
And I'm just like, it might as well be 100 years ago.
Right.
I mean, I cannot. Distant. Because just think of all the things that banking has changed. I mean, all the technology and everything. I couldn't survive. I mean, maybe I could, some of it, but man. And it's all for the better, most of it. But I just like, man, I had to wear. And I like dressing up. I wore I wore suits some days. I wore, you know, ties every, and then it was like business casual, you know. But every day now is, I mean, look, I've got sweatpants on, a hoodie, and baseball hat. That's every day for me now, you know.
Loungewear.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I'm so comfortable, and that's a lot of it for me as I get older. You know how they always make fun of older guys where they're like, okay, now they just wear, you know.
Comfort is key, baby. Oh,
yeah.
And I get home from work, and the first thing I do is sweatpants.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say strip down to your underwear.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, I do that.
Underoos.
That's another episode. but no, I'm just like, I there's so many reasons I could not go back to what I was doing. Just a lot of reasons. And I'm just, I like to get up and throw a shirt on, t-shirt, and or whatever the weather is, you know, that time. And so I'm like, I wear shorts in the summer, you know what I mean? But yeah, the banking, I loved it as I did it, but there's no way I would go back. So now I'm thinking, you know, but like, it was funny is when I came from banking and I'm like looking for a job, and I mean, not that I was opposed to doing what I was doing, but I'm like, wow, this is really, you know, because somebody said, oh, I know what it was. I was talking to our senior at the time, senior minister, and I said, hey, I applied for a custodial job. And he goes, you did? What? I said, Bob, the head of maintenance, I said, he said he was looking for somebody, you know, at least right now, part-time. I said, he goes, but it's not even close to what you used to, you know, what you did. Mm-hmm. He goes, are you sure? I said, Steve, I don't have a job. I said, this is a possible job.
Yeah.
It pays. I don't have anything coming in. I'm not opposed to, you know, I'm not above being a custodian, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, no, I just want to make sure. And 17 and a half years later.
That's
Well, then, like, you know, that was September. And then 4 months later, I got full-time benefits. I'm like, you know, got a little bit of raise. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, like, God worked it out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, all those years. But, oh, man.
You just follow the path.
Yeah.
It's all set out there in front of you. Just follow the path. It's
funny. I mean, I said I was, you know, holding out for a management position. Like, because
that's right, yeah.
No, but that's why, I was like, no, Steve. Yeah. I'm like, I need a job. I'm not, this is whatever, you know.
And so in a management position, what do you get, a bigger mop?
Well, after 90 days, you get a heavy-duty vacuum.
This sounds very similar to the Zeros conversation we have often.
They've taken care of me.
That's guy I work with named Matt.
Bigger mop.
A guy I work with.
Bigger mop bucket, Nate.
Oh, okay.
Guy I work with named Matt. He's a physical therapy assistant there at the hospital, and I don't think he'd mind me mentioning him. So shout out to Matt. And he has listened to our show.
I was asking, is he a listener?
He has. I don't know how much he listens, right. But he's listened enough that we've talked about.
Well,
some
now
of the
that he's
episodes.
Got a shout out. That's mandatory five episodes, right?
But we were just talking tonight,
and he has to sponsor.
Yeah, right. No pressure, sorry, Matt. he does live in a house from the 1800s, and I was so hoping that it was haunted, and it's not. Dang it.
That he knows of.
That he knows of, right? We need to go visit still anyway. Sorry, right. Matt. We're coming to your house. We're going to
maybe the dish is flying across the room at him. He might just think it's his wife.
Do you know the exact year?
I don't know the exact year, but no, it's cool. Old. But that's he loves cool. It.
We're
and,
at
but he's
like, what side of town?
It's in Danville.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you too much because he doesn't want to.
What's the address? No, I'm just kidding.
All of us, all the creepies to show up at his doorstep.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, cool, we'd like to disprove that whole hypothesis.
We're going
to
be there between 10 and noon.
We're
going to do our best on location at Matt's house.
We'll make this place haunted. It does. We're going to bring our stuff from Waverly. No, but he and I were talking tonight about how he'd had some things going on that he said he'd been praying more about, and he's like, you know what? I haven't been praying enough, and he said that actually really does help. And I said, you know, I think I've had a really rough year this year in multiple ways. And I said, I think the same thing. And I've been listening a lot to my friend, Augie, our friend, actually, Augie, you know, Augie Brewer. And he is just a wonderful man. But he's done the MOPO, Max Out Payout. Mm-hmm. And he's part of our, friend group and Facebook. And he's put his stuff out there. And I told him, I said, you know, I've been reading his book that he wrote, the Mopo book. And then he also has a calendar, which we all have.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. And today actually said, really trying to work on your relationship with God. And that's really the only thing that matters. And so I was telling Matt that, and I was like, you really need to look into this. And it's really cool. And it's what I've been using. But I told him, we were like talking about how prayer really is, it is, it's the most important medicine out there. It's the most powerful force along with love, because that's what it's based out of, is love, right? You know, love for others, love for yourself, love for your God, you know, it is. And it's cool, that he was like, yeah, he goes, it really does. It can turn things around. And I'm like, I agree with that.
And it doesn't mean it's going to.
Well, no, it's not. And it was not like, hey, I prayed and everything's perfect now.
Well, it helps get you in the right frame of mind too.
Yeah.
Well, knowing that you have support out there, and that's an important one. One of the things that used to really help me is if we knew what supported us out there every moment of every day, we wouldn't have this, like, we wouldn't stress about some of the little things that we stress about so much, you know, that we have a power on our side if we would just reach out and just be part of it and let it be in our lives. But a lot of times we think, I got it. I can take care of it. I don't have time for that. I don't have time, you know, but it's like the relationship is very important. So it was nice to have that conversation tonight and realize that. So
yeah,
we just got to do a couple shout outs there, didn't we?
We did.
I thought I've seen a picture before that has like, I can't remember it verbatim, but like something to the essence of like the father holding the kid up, but then like Jesus is behind the father holding him up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have seen that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, and I know a lot, you know, I don't know how many, obviously, but, you know, some listeners are probably agnostic, atheist, believers, or maybe they have another, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hindu or whatever.
What's that religion that where they worship you? What, which one? What's that worship? The religion where they worship
Todd
you?
Ethan's?
Toddians.
Toddians.
No, Toddians. Don't think I don't know about your religions and your cults or whatever you got out there.
I'm going to mention it yet.
it's in the startup phase.
Yeah. They're called creepies now.
I got a Facebook group. I'm sorry. No.
Side project.
No, just in my own mind. You know, we're not trying to turn this into a religious, like.
No, definitely not.
But I'm glad you brought it up, though, because it is true. It's like, give it a shot. Like, and, you know, like praying, it doesn't fix everything.
Whatever you believe in.
But, you know? I mean, I am not going to sit back and just not, I mean, I'm bold enough to say I wish it was Christian faith that you guys latch on to if you need to latch on something. But, I think that even if bad or good or bad, you pray because you're acknowledging that you're not alone, you're not by yourself, you're still acknowledging the highest power, and that's God. And so to me, I could have an awful day or an awful season, something horrible or small or big, however, you know, whatever. It's just acknowledging that somebody's in control that's not you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have to fix everything by yourself. You don't have to deal with everything by yourself.
It's not giving up. It's surrender, though. Surrender.
Correct.
And
it gives you somebody that you listen, that's going to listen to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, it's nice. You don't have to go, well, I can't email my buddy or call my buddy or text my wife because she's at work. I mean, it's nice to be able to pray or talk. Into, I always thought growing up, like we didn't go to church. I always thought, oh, well, how fancy do you have to get?
Right.
God doesn't want that. Yeah. He wants conversation. It's a relationship. Well, talk to him like
talk. Yeah, take a shower, get in your finest clothes and get on your knees. Yeah, you don't have to.
And I want
to
say my second oldest brother, so he has been a believer in Christ for, gosh, 20 plus years, 25, 30 years. And, he was a deacon and he was on the finance committee at the church that he was a part of because he's not on that side of town anymore. But anyway, and he was going through a rough time. He got, went through a divorce a few years ago and, gosh, they were married 20 plus years, 25 years. And he and I were talking and he said, cause he was kind of down, not down on God. It wasn't blaming him, but he was just down. It just affected his faith. Like he was just kind of down, period. Right. Mm-hmm. And he said, he was saying, we were just talking about all kinds of stuff. And he said, you know, he goes, I hate to pray or talk to God about minute, small, dumb stuff.
That's what he's there for.
And I go, well, I won't say, I said, there's nothing too small. It's not like you have to have some earth shattering major shake up.
It doesn't
in your
have
life,
to be something breaking your back and driving you into the ground.
He cares about the smallest to the largest, whatever it is, or everything in between. You know what I mean? And so, because I, and he's like, yeah, you're right. You know what I mean? And so it's kind of neat how, like, I'm the youngest of all of our, you know, my siblings. Mm-hmm. And I was able to, like I said, I haven't been a Christian as long as he has. And it was neat that I was able to kind of reset his thinking about, you know, he's mm-hmm. like, you're right. You know, like, because he also said he didn't feel like he should pray for himself. He thought that was kind of
selfish.
Yeah. And I go, no. I said, that's who you should start praying for because that's like going to counseling.
Yeah.
You don't go, well, I don't want to go. I mean, like, go to counseling to help yourself so you can help others, whether it's your mm-hmm. marriage or your work or what, your friendships, whatever it is. You got to take, because that's what we do. We always put ourselves last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether it's praying for ourselves, going to counseling, or
we're trained very poorly as children.
We always want to make sure everybody else is fine, and that's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, even God wants us to make sure, but we lose ourselves and we forget to. And, you know, he was forgetting to pray for himself because he thought, no, I can't do that.
So you're saying I can keep praying for those zeros? Is that what you're
saying? Sean, I'm going to tell you right now.
You're going to keep
you can pray
in one
what?
Hand and...
I'm going to say, you know, I'm just going to guarantee you've got zeros, buddy.
Zeros are coming my way.
But, you know, it's...
Everything's coming up zero, is it?
Yeah. No, it's it does help, though.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's also helped... real quick, I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
Don't be sorry at all.
What do we talk about every week or we make posts? Reach out. Don't be afraid.
Don't be on an island, right?
Okay, I want to see people in heaven, right? Mm-hmm. So now, until they latch on, until something grabs them, until they really want to check out what this whole God and Jesus thing is, at least reach out to our group, whether it's through Instagram or Facebook or whatever, mm-hmm. Because I guarantee people... Everybody deals with something, you know, mm-hmm. now how big it is, how small, if they want to admit it, I know they are.
Right.
So that's what we want to do is what we want. This is, I love talking about the paranormal. It's like mm-hmm. I know Nate and Sean do, but man, I always, every once in a while, I'm like, how much are we doing? Like, how much are we doing? You mm-hmm. know, like past the entertaining part.
Yeah. Helping.
Yeah. Because
helping
I feel like there's really not a whole lot I could do to help people. Like, And somebody said, oh, Todd, that's not, you know, true. You help. You know, I got a good sense of humor. I make people laugh. And I know that, but I feel like how far is that going, right?
Mm-hmm. We did decide something, though. When you were here the other day, Nate and I decided when things are going well and this podcast is good and the numbers are growing, he and I are doing something right. Things aren't going so well. Numbers are dropping, whatever. What has Todd done? It's kind of like in a marriage when you're like, your kids are doing this. And they're doing well, it's like, my kids are doing. Yeah. So.
No, that's probably true. No, but I just want to make sure people know that we do care. We're not just on here and going, sounded good. All right. I hope people believe that.
No, see you later.
No. I mean.
It's definitely from our hearts.
These are not characters we're playing, although I am turning into a cartoon character, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story.
That's
enough. Yeah. Right, yeah.
It's noticeable. No, I hope we do. Like I said, you know. And a few people said the other day on that post, they're like, oh, you do more than, you know, or you do, or mission accomplished. Well, I don't know who said that, but.
They also asked for some zeros coming their way, too. Though.
Yeah.
What?
No, how many zeros do I get for saying this?
We can oblige. Yeah.
A lot. How many you want? I don't know. It's just, and it helps us too, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this podcast not helps us and not you.
The fascinating thing is, I mean, we're coming up on 2 full years of doing this.
I know, we're not that far away.
Isn't that weird?
You know? March 13th.
And it's, I don't know, I'd love doing it today just as much as when we started.
Yeah, right. I'd say that because back then we didn't know what we were doing. I don't know if we really know what we're doing.
Well, you guys didn't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I do get the feeling, and I like it. I wish we could be. I wish Nate could be successful with this, but I feel like when we're here, Nate, it's kind of like Saul. Like, we get chained to our chairs. He really doesn't want us to ever leave, which I honestly, we don't. We would love to be kept captive here, but it's like, you know, you got to saw through the chain and then we got. But Nate's always setting up some other thing that, to keep us here. But at one of these days, he may get what he wants and we may all be able to retire doing this and just 365, 24/7, whatever, you know, just until we drop.
Every day.
Every day,
what
every
makes
second.
You think I want to see you every
day? I know, exactly, right?
Once a week's fine. No.
I better get a facelift.
So I was at my orthodontist appointment Tuesday. No, that's not correct. Wait a minute. What is today? Wednesday? It was my
Wednesday,
know.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so it was Monday or Tuesday. I had to get a new retainer because I got a crown, and it, of course, jacks up the retainer, so it doesn't fit. Anyway, and the ladies are sweethearts there. Shout out to Becky. She's the front receptionist. She's always there. But she was saying like, oh yes, she was saying like, oh yeah, you guys get big and famous and you guys can, you know, do this full time. I'm like, yeah, that's what Sean's hoping for. I said, Nate and I would love that too. But I'm like, you know, and I said, you know, how, and I said, we always say how, you know, how much money it's going to have to take
to
supplement our three incomes. Yeah. Yeah.
People ask me that all the time. I say the same thing. It's like,
well, you never know. That's what
that
she
is. Saying. Yeah. Like, yeah. You never do. We always keep that door of possibility open, but
it's wide open.
As long as it's open.
We got a lot of
you
doors.
Could drive a semi through
pick
it.
One,
but,
please.
But it is. It's like,
where should I set this bag of money? Oh, set it right over there.
We don't want to stop. We don't care. We're not making money, but we don't want to stop. So no. You know, if we ever did,
it's not
do
about
it,
that.
It's nope. We're we still want to have that passion.
Just having fun. Having fun doing this.
I have a couple. Something I want to say, and then I do.
Oh,
have
he's
a,
going off his script.
Yeah,
I'm going off script.
John, look, yeah. The sheet that says
it's nothing. It's blank, just like my brain. I did want to say I saw, and I know this isn't creepy, but I did have on Monday I got to see Zach, which he comes from our.
He's creepy.
He's very creepy. He is my best friend from college, and he and I are always great friends. And he was on our Bigfoot episode,
right.
So he shared the Sasquatch stories he and his wife encountered, and so he invited me over for Thai on Monday night. And he and I don't get together enough. I mean, we just don't. And he and I, we talked about that. But he had me over for Thai, and I had to work a little late that night, so I was running a little bit later than I wanted to. And he lives between Carmel and Westfield, that borderline. He lives way up there. I mean, I don't know how many roundabouts you got to get up to the town road or off of.
I love roundabouts, but
I drive that every day.
It was like, you spin me right around. But, I mean, it really was.
I don't see what you're complaining about. I drive that every day.
I was complaining. So it felt like forever from Danville, though. Anyway, but so I went, had Thai food, he has a movie theater in his basement. It is amazing. Nice. Honestly, you guys should come with me sometime. I mean, he's got six seats. You can sit there. I mean, it's just the sound is awesome. It's just like being at the movies. He even said, did you buy your ticket? But the funny thing is he went and got the Thai food since I was running late. He's like, let me go get it, and I'll have it here ready for you. And I told Jenna, I said, hey, Zach's got dinner ready for me. I said, he's like, and I don't mean to offend anybody. This is all for funny. I'm going to say it's funny. I said, he's like a dutiful wife. He's got dinner ready for me on the table when I get there and all that stuff. And she said, so that's what a dutiful wife does? And I said, I didn't say that out loud, you know, like, and so I told Zach that, and he goes, I am definitely not your wife, and I am definitely not dutiful, but I was happy to have it on the table. And it was, I hadn't had Thai food in years, and it was delicious.
Two things. I've never had Thai food, and I want to.
Oh my gosh, it was good.
No idea, I don't.
I don't like the spicy, but the other thing, was mild.
Disclaimer, that was Sean who said.
And I'm telling on myself, like I said, that sounds wildly sexist, and I didn't mean it that way. I meant it as a joke. Mm-hmm. And Jenna shut me down right away and told me that was not appropriate, basically.
She got the 2x4 out.
Yeah. I've slept on the couch for however many nights I've been sleeping on the couch. That's nothing
that
new.
That would be cool, though. Nothing new. I'd always want a theater. That'd be awesome.
Oh, his house is like a freaking fun house. I mean, it's amazing. But and I told him, I said, do I have to leave? And he goes, you're spending the night, you know, kind of thing. Like, he wanted me to play video. It was getting late. Jenna even said, how, because I planned to be home at a reasonable time. I was not. I mean, it was ridiculous. But we were supposed to play video games and all this stuff, and I'm like, I gotta go home. We both had to work, but we got to watch Maverick, Top Gun Maverick, and it was awesome. It was phenomenal. I mean, it was just great. But it was good to spend time with him.
Sound.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the chair shake and yeah. I mean, the only thing it didn't have, it's not 40 because you can't smell. Well, I couldn't smell anything, even if you could smell anything. But it was pretty darn close to it. So. But I love the movie, too. So, Maverick, you've seen Maverick.
Numerous times.
I have only seen it once now, but it was really, really good. Mm.
take your word for it.
Tom Cruise is aging pretty well. It's funny because they made him, he's the old guy in it, you know. Mm-hmm. And this movie's very likable, so I enjoyed it.
I would like to see Tombstone in a theater, like a home theater. That'd be awesome.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm.
That and Halloween. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, horror movies.
Hey, Zach, do you?
If we'd go, he likes to just hang out. He's a big hanger out. Well, he doesn't have a lot of time.
He's a big hanger out.
Any more than us, but he, you know, because he's got a family, he works and all that kind of stuff. He's a physical therapist. But he loves a good hang. So the more the merrier.
All right.
But yeah, so anyway, I had a nice time with Zach. And no, he's not my dutiful wife, but he's a good friend of mine. So.
Again, that was Sean.
Sorry
opinion.
To all of us. I
does not represent not. Nate or I at all, or the Middle Age Creeped Out podcast. It was all on his own on that one.
Food needs to be prepared and on the table.
Gosh, it was late.
Tidied up, dress, hair done.
That's 19
high heels.
1940,
yeah, did
1947
like
calling, right?
Apron. Did he have the short apron on?
1940s and 50s.
Hey now,
yeah.
Hold on. Hey, no. Speaking of movies,
yes.
So other than Maverick, have you guys seen any creepy, scary movies or any movies, period, of any?
We watched the other night, we were bored, and we watched Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold. Remind me who that is, because I know of it.
It has Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, okay.
There's treasure out in the...
Yeah, it's an older one, right?
Or kind of Caribbean and stuff. Yeah, it's 2008,
yeah,
I believe.
Not a oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it numerous times, but then, of course, Rachel, she's like, I don't know if I remember that movie. It's like, well, let's watch it. It's a good one. I enjoy it.
Have you guys heard of this, The Last of Us?
Yes.
Have you started watching it? I don't know.
Yeah.
A friend of mine or a guy I work with, Andrew.
It's very good.
Andrew, he's a physical therapist.
It's a series?
He asked me, he goes, have you started watching this? And I was like, I saw the preview for it, and Harrison's like, it's a video game, you know? And
yeah,
so
the
it's
boys,
based on the video game.
Yeah, the boy's been playing the
video
game.
Pretty gory, though, mm-hmm. as the video game is anyway. I'm sure the TV show is, too. But he goes, oh, my gosh, it's so good. It is so good. Who's the main actor was in?
He was the Mandalorian.
Game of Thrones and Mandalorian, yeah. Right? That's right.
What's his name?
Somewhere here on here. Was
it Pedro something?
Pascal.
Yeah, Pascal.
It was on the tip of my brain. Nick Offerman's on that too, right?
I like Nick Offerman.
Wonder Woman too.
Yes. Oh yeah. He's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
he's a good actor.
Nick Offerman's on there. So I want to catch that. I really do.
Yeah,
I think
I'm about
good.
Halfway through the first episode.
How many episodes? Is it like several? Going to be several series, or is it just going to be one?
Don't know yet.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're watching. One of the movies we watched a couple weeks ago was the Knives Out mystery, the second Glass Onion.
Oh, Glass Onion?
Yeah we liked the first one.
Yeah, the first one's awesome.
Yeah, and we did like the second one.
Uh-huh. It's different.
I haven't seen it, but it's mm-hmm. I like those type of movies. We like how they kind of come together. How they
uh-huh.
come. Yeah. Good movie. I recommend that. Yeah, I think we watched it over around New Year's Eve time. Mm-hmm. New Year's Day, yeah. So.
I think I told you guys we finished... I haven't really watched any of the Yellowstone. I need to start doing that. You had said that you've caught
snippets,
but
here
it's Rachel likes it. But Jen and I finished 1883, and that's fantastic. I mean, I'm telling
really
you,
good.
So good. And then we started watching 1923, and Jenna's like, it's got Harrison Ford, and that's all I know is Harrison Ford. But it does have a few other people in it, but. And that's why I wanted to give it a chance, obviously. But since we liked 1883 so well, but Jenna, it's slow starting, and you're so used to 1883 that you want it to be like that, and it's like this isn't the same. What's going on? And I said, let's just keep watching. Let's keep watching because it's acclaimed and everybody's loving it and all this stuff. They say, and so Jenna was like, I don't know if I can do it anymore. Like I can't really get into it. So we kept watching. I said, let's try one more episode. And sure enough, it hit its stride, and it's fantastic, too. So we're at the end of the first season. I think the new episode's dropping sometime this month. But it's really good, too. So
Is that supposed to be pre or post?
It's prequels.
Yep. Prequels.
Prequels is how
Yellowstone.
How they got to the area in Montana where they started the ranch and all the stuff and their land and everything. That was the first part of it in 1883. And now they've jumped ahead 40 years and they're into another aspect of how the ranch history and the power and all this stuff. And how it leads to Kevin
Costner's world. Obviously, 1883, but I wasn't sure if that was just like, it really was supposed to be set back in 1883, or if that was just a...
But it's not, like there's the, no, you know. And I haven't watched, like I said, I haven't watched Yellowstone enough to speak intelligently, but you can, I guess you get the idea of how tough this family is, and the roots of toughness that they come from. So when I do watch, I think it's going to be a good way to watch it, actually, watching the prequels, then starting watching the show, I think I'm going to appreciate it more.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but people raved and loved Yellowstone, and they liked it before they watched, you know, and some of them haven't even watched the prequels. So. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, I love all that stuff. I think it's good.
I have not seen. Yeah, we watched, I think, two episodes of Yellowstone, but that was a few months ago.
Did you ever watch?
We're not even close to, you know.
Did you ever watch Wednesday? Did you ever catch any of that?
We did. We watched the first two and liked it.
Did you like it? Yeah. Just have, yeah.
Well, Olivia, she watched the first episode, her and Amy, and they liked it. And then Amy's like, hey, you need to watch, you know, I think you're going to like it. I'm like, okay. So Olivia was supposed to go to a youth group that night. Well, then she got sick. So she stayed home. And then, so Amy's like, hey, let's watch, if you want to watch the first episode, you know, I'll watch it again. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Loved it. Mm-hmm. And we watched the second episode. We're like, yeah, we have time, you know. Olivia comes out in the living room, and we're like, hey, you want to watch the third, or you want to watch the second, or no, that's why we said, you want to watch the second episode? You know, Dad just got caught up, and she goes, I didn't really like it. And Amy's like, you did like it.
What?
Well, I said, I mean, it's like, seriously, like, you know what I mean? So it's like the kids, you think you know what they're, she said she liked it, but no, I did though. I really, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we have so many freaking
things to watch. I know.
We still have Cobra Kai, the last season, the fourth season four. We've got to watch. We haven't started that one. We're watching. Oh my gosh! Yeah, so
Stranger Things will be starting up again.
Yeah,
that's supposed to be like 2024, 2025.
Oh, that's right. So
yeah, it's gonna be another year. Mandalorian's supposed to start.
That's right. Yeah.
Gosh, what's the? It's got Reba McEntire and her current boyfriend. It's a crime drama. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So we have two episodes left on that. And then we're watching the one. Do you know the actress? Let's see. She is, oh my gosh, she's really good. Octavia Spencer. Yeah.
She's in that one movie where she's, what does she do?
She's been in a lot of movies.
I know she's in the one where they figure out the rocket launch NASA.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't.
That's a true story.
That. Yeah, it's a true story.
She was in The Help.
That's the one I was thinking about. Yeah. Yeah. The pie.
Yeah. That's a great episode or a great scene. Yeah. But she is in. I think we're on the third season, third or fourth. It's called Truth Be Told, and she plays a podcaster that tries to help. I think it's like based in like LA, Oakland-ish, you know. And yeah, she's a podcaster, and so she does true crime, but she talks about true, like current stories and like people missing. What you showing?
Is it called Big Sky? Reba McEntire.
Thank you, Big Sky. Yeah. Yeah, Big excellent. Sky.
I have heard of that.
I've heard of that.
Really good.
Jenna loves Reba McEntire.
Truth be told, check that out because it's good crime drama. Mm-hmm. 8 to 10 episodes. Anyway, so she tries to help solve these crimes, and then she does the podcast about it. So it's a good one. So we've got all these. Like we still have like. We just started that one. We still got two left on Big Sky. We got to start Cobra Kai. It's like we can't keep up with all the and Wednesday.
I'm watching Willow.
Willow. I still haven't started that, but I watched the old one just to kind
of
get
they did a
ready for
of
it.
Willow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's new.
Yeah, and they got the
and you're loving it, right?
The actor that was in the original, right? He's in it.
Yeah.
He's been all the movies.
Warwick Davis.
Yes.
Gosh. Yep. He's a good actor.
He's still Willow. The brownies are on there again. I completely forgot about the brownies until they showed up in one of the episodes. Mm-hmm. And they have, I want to say, what's his name? Kevin Pollak, maybe? Mm-hmm. He comes back as an older.
As the older him. Bird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then.
Follow me!
Yeah.
They're sort of annoying those brownies, but then they grow on you.
Well, they're the comic relief.
Exactly. They grow on you by the end. You're like, those brownies.
What is it? The Sanja, I believe, is the evil witch's daughter.
Yeah.
And Magmornian, I think that's how you say his name, Val Kilmer, character. Mm-hmm. They fall in love. Well, then this is after they get married and they have kids. And
he, so, you said he's not in it, obviously.
He is not in it.
He died in that Top Gun. Oh, sorry.
Nope.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
That's not spoiler.
Doesn't bother
but
me.
But no, the original actress that was in the original movie, she comes back to play her character. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's really cool.
Yeah.
How they how they've done that.
That's cool.
And then like the main Black Knight, I can't remember his character name, but he had like the skull.
Yeah, he looked
helmet.
Always remind me of like Skeletor or whatever.
He comes back as like a sort of like a paranormal recurrence. Ooh. With
I liked it when he got his face broken.
Yeah.
And he's still fighting with part of that mask on. Mm-hmm. That to me that makes it even creepier.
Yeah. So that's
cool.
That's in there. Yeah, it's very good. I mean, it definitely like I was young when the original Willow came out, so it takes me right back to it. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. Some people may not get it, may not like it, not entertaining, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I like the movie.
But I loved it.
Yeah.
Or I love it. I'm in the middle of watching it right now.
Yeah,
like episode 7 or 8.
Well, speaking
like
of Wednesday, the original Wednesday actress,
she passed away.
Yeah. 64.
Right?
Yeah.
Really young.
She's young.
And then Cindy Williams passed away, played Shirley.
Yeah,
Laverne
played
Shirley.
Yeah.
And then I put on Facebook, I think somebody posted, and I just shared it. The guy that played the teenager in Salem's Lot,
yes.
Original with David Soul,
yeah,
1979, I think it was. He passed, mm-hmm. and he was only like
63. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like, whoa.
What's going on, people? Take care of yourself.
I know. I think Cindy Williams, my wife, said she had been having health problems for a while, and I think, I'm drawing a blank on his name that played in Salem's Lot. I think he had cancer. And I think most of them all had some type of cancer. But anyway, the Wednesday, whatever.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird.
Do you guys remember? That makes me think. When you're talking about Willow and being a kid, it's a Disney film. But remember The Black Cauldron?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? That was made in 1985.
Black Cauldron.
Do you remember that? It's an American animated. It's animated. Animated dark fantasy adventure film directed by Ted Bierman and Richard Rich. Richie Rich. Yeah, that's right. it was produced by Walt Disney and Association, blah, blah, blah. It was released the 25th Disney animated feature film. Oh, I didn't know that. Loosely based on the first two books. So I didn't know that either. It was books. Series, they were based on Welsh mythology. So it goes on. But yeah, I haven't seen it in years, but it was just making me think of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's certain, like, the Neverending Story, and those kind of things are just so, those are nostalgic, but I remember watching a lot of those. They're just fantasy-based and a little bit dark, mystical, magical, all
like
those
kinds
mythological.
I always loved Labyrinth.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
Bowie, mm-hmm. Goblin King.
Oh, yeah.
The Goblin King. Usually all those movies, I was at like middle school or maybe like a freshman, but I liked them. On it.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids have seen Elijah when he was probably 3 or 4. He got scared of the goblins. We're just like, I mean, you got to, okay, he's 3 or 4, I get it, but I'm like, they're really not like, it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the kids, Never Ending Story, we've watched that 1,000 times.
Atreyu.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's funny. Like, and then we'll like same thing as what's the werewolf? Werewolf. Jeez, the Bigfoot movie back in the '80s. I think.
Henry and the Hendersons.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah. Monkey Henderson.
Libby wanted to watch that every single day. Monkey Henderson.
Yeah,
I love Monkey Henderson. And then she got scared, and she's like 4 years older. I'm like, why are you scared now? I don't know. It's weird. Now they don't care about those movies. They don't.
Yeah.
They're getting big. They're too old.
You ever watch Dark Crystal?
Yes. That was the other.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to. That's funny that you say that. Yeah. That's the other thing.
They tried to redo that. Did you see that?
Yeah, they tried redoing it. I didn't really get into it. I tried, and it was like, it's just not the same as the old. Mm-hmm. But I remember that creeped me out when I was a kid.
That was a Jim Henson.
Yeah.
I think it was either grade school or middle school.
Dark and weird and creepy, but I loved it. I ate it up when I was a kid, but I couldn't get into the new stuff either.
Mm-hmm. I have a hard time watching, like when the kids wanted to watch, say, Never Ending Story, no problem. I mean, but just to watch them to say, hey, I'm going to check out the Dark Crystal remake. I'm not into that stuff, mm-hmm. you know.
But just He-Man, right?
Yeah, I watched it as again. I was.
I've watched all the new remakes of He-Man cartoons.
There's two different ones, good. Right?
See, I can't do it.
They're pretty
just,
good.
Yeah. I watched some of it. And I liked it. I just didn't. Mm-hmm. I it's the same, like Todd was saying, there's so much stuff to watch. It's hard to keep up with it all.
No, we.
But yeah. I liked it too, honestly.
Yeah.
The Kevin Smith stuff was good.
I'm trying to decide, because Olivia bugs us every once in a while. Not bugs us, but asks, I want to see The Exorcist. I'm like, we're like, no.
You still aren't letting him watch it?
Hard no.
A hard no. 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 Do what?
That just makes him want to watch it. That's like saying, you can't drink yet.
I know.
You can't drink yet.
Well, what if I met somebody? No.
Yeah.
Nope. If I find out, you're in trouble. Why? Because it's terrifying. And I know other people are like, they laugh and they're like, oh, yeah, my 8-year-old watched it and they laugh. I'm like, then what's wrong with them? It terrified me.
Desensitized.
I guess. And I'm like, no, you will not. Until you're out of the house and you can make your own decision. But now they've got that new one coming out.
Yeah.
You know, and knowing that. Jerry Pauly's favorite movie, that's his favorite scary movie at least, 2023. And we might have said this last time we did a freestyle, but it's on your birthday, the release date, October 13th.
I think you guys did mention it, yeah.
What we're doing for my birthday.
But part of me wants to see the new one, as bad as the first one terrified me. I'm like, I want to compare. I want to see how
see if they caught that magic.
Yeah, and I'm like, what am I doing? Terrifying even contemplating, magic. You know. But it's just because it's a different take. I'm like, I want to see. Yeah, how is it different, or how is it the same as the old?
You think they'll still have tubular bells?
They better. That's oh man, that's a classic. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know if. Can do it.
So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, because this is something I kept trying to think of little different things that we could talk about, and I know we just didn't want to have anything necessarily planned.
Exactly.
But I wanted to, this is something I don't believe we've ever brought up in the entire almost 100 episodes we've done, but this is something that has always fascinated me, and it's a fun little story from Creepypasta. So of course creepypastas are always fun. And I've even thought about doing this as a Tuesday Terror kind of thing, but it's so big and it's kind of a fun discussion. I wanted to see what you guys thought. I know everybody's probably heard of this, but this is fun. It's the Russian sleep experiment.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So the Russian sleep experiment, Creepypasta tells the tale of 5 test subjects being exposed to an experimental sleep inhibiting stimulant in a Soviet era scientific experiment, which has become the basis of an urban legend. The problem is I read this the first time and thought it was real.
I did too. Elijah did.
And it was just terrifying. Now, the funny thing is you read this and it is an urban legend from what they say here, but the problem is that the Russians did do a lot of experimentations. The Germans did too. And the scary thing is that this stuff is probably not too far off of some of the things that they probably have actually done. It's just not been recorded. And I can almost guarantee you that some of these atrocities happened, or at least similar during World War II with the Nazis. But that's just speculation, but it's awful. Let's see. So many news organizations, including Snopes, News.com, and Live About, whatever, trace the story's origins to a website now known as Creepypasta Wiki, being posted on August 10th, 2010. I didn't know it was that old, though, by a user named Orange Soda, whose real name is still unknown. So the story recounts an experiment set in 1947 at a covert Soviet test facility in a military-sanctioned scientific experiment. 5 prisoners that were deemed enemies of the state were kept in a sealed gas chamber with an experimental gas-based stimulant compound continually administered to keep the subjects awake for 30 consecutive days. The prisoners were falsely promised that they would be set free from the prison if they completed the experiment in the specified 30 days. The subjects behaved as usual during the initial 5 days, talking to each other and whispering to the researchers through the one-way glass. Though it was noted that their discussions gradually became darker in the subject matter. After 9 days, one subject began screaming uncontrollably for hours, while the others did not react to this outburst. The man screamed for so long that he tore his vocal cords and was rendered mute as a result. When the second one started screaming, the others prevented the researchers from looking inside by pasting torn book pages and their own feces on the porthole windows. A few days passed without the researchers being able to look inside, during which the chamber was completely silent. The researchers used the intercom to test if the subjects were still alive and got a short response of a subject expressing compliance. On the 15th day, the researchers decided to turn off the stimulating gas and reopen the chamber. The subjects did not want the gas to turn off for the fear they would fall asleep. Upon looking inside, they discovered that the four surviving subjects had performed lethal and severe mutilation and disembowelment on themselves during the past days, including tearing off sections of skin and muscles, removing multiple abdominal internal organs, practicing self-cannibalism on themselves, as well as cannibalism on the second subject, and allowing 10 centimeters of blood and water to accumulate on the floor by jamming paper and pieces of flesh they tore from the subject, second subject into several drains, who was found dead on the floor as soon as the chamber was opened. The subjects violently refused to leave the chamber and begged the scientists to continue administering the stimulant, murdering one soldier and severely injuring another that attempted to remove them. After eventually being removed from the chamber, all subjects were shown to exhibit extreme strength, unprecedented resistance to anesthetics and sedatives, the ability to remain alive despite lethal injuries, and a desperate desire to stay awake and be given the stimulant. It was also found that if any one of the subjects fell asleep, they would die. So, and it goes on. I mean, there's quite a bit more. There's
a little creepy.
Wow. What did it say? Oh, after being somewhat treated for their severe injuries, the surviving three subjects were prepared to return to the gas chamber with a stimulant by orders of the military officials, though against the will of the researchers, with EEG monitors showing short reoccurring moments of brain death. Before the chamber was sealed, one of the subjects fell asleep and died. The only subject that could speak screamed to be immediately sealed in the chamber. The military commander ordered for three other researchers to be closed inside the chamber alongside the two remaining subjects. One researcher immediately drew his gun and killed the commander and the mute subject by shooting both of them in the head. It's just so, it's such a disturbing, you know
what
I mean?
It's a great story.
Well, oh, yeah. Why they haven't made that into a movie, I have no idea.
Oh, man. If they make it like the story is written, oof.
Oh, wow.
It's so disturbing.
Brutal. Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, just, I mean, reading it again, it just gives me chills.
Yeah, Elijah came to me and asked, hey, have you heard about the Russian sleep experiment? I'm like, I have. And he goes, you know, he's talking about it. I said, you know, that's not real, right? He goes, oh, it isn't? I said, no. I said, but your dad fell for it, too.
I didn't read it. Thank the Lord that it's not real.
It's kind of like the Blair Witch. But like I said, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that it would be quite this disturbing, but I know they did sleep experiments.
Oh, sure.
And they've done all kind of experiments throughout human history that are awful. But it's so funny how this...
That's definitely inspired by
it's considered, that, I know, considered to be the greatest and most shared creepypasta story ever. Ever.
I would think that or Splendor. Or
it's one of the most...
Slenderman.
One of the most shocking and impactful urban legends of the internet age. Is that where we're in, the internet age?
I always remember...
The age of reason.
What was that? The hole to hell or gate to hell over in...
Russia,
yeah, and they lowered,
it's always Russians,
lowered the prisoner down there, and they're screaming, and they pulled him back up, and he aged.
That was Germany.
Germany.
That was
Germany. That was Germany. Yeah.
I don't.
That was that castle we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
always. It's like, what's down there?
This creepypasta is often shared alongside an image of a grotesque demonic figure, which is implied to be one of the test subjects. The image is actually a life-size animatronic Halloween prop called Spasm. I've never heard that.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't read it on Creepypasta either. I read it on something. I thought, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And they showed the pictures of the people and the guy. I'm like, wow. But then when I found out it wasn't real, I'm like, oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wow, this is really intense.
That's so intense. I'm glad it's fake.
I mean, the skin being shredded and eaten.
Yeah, I totally read it as something real. And I was like, oh, my God, this is awful.
That is creepy. Sean, thanks for...
It's the Huska Castle is what you're thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Huska. We've talked about Huska a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah, we...
The hellhole.
I read some... I didn't read it. I came across, but I didn't... Found another portal to hell. I was like, oh my gosh, another portal to hell. I'm like, they're starting to become like the women in white, or ladies in white.
Yeah.
Every town, every city, every state, every country's got a portal to hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
and then you find them in houses too. We just talked about that too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
portal to hell.
Huh. That'd be a song.
That should be like a song. That should definitely be a song.
No. You know, these freestyles, I was thinking, my mom, I was talking to her last night, and she goes, I'd always tease her, and she goes, what are you guys going to talk about? And I'm like, you got to listen, which I know she's going to listen. But I'm like, yeah. I'm not, just because you're my mom, I'm not giving you a heads up. I'm not giving you any, you know, information. And well, then the last times or last couple times I have, I said, oh, we're just going to do a freestyle. I said, Nate and I did it a few months ago. I said, Sean was sick, so he wasn't in on it. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I'm like, hey, guys, just want to do a freestyle, you know. And she goes, oh, I like that. I like that so much. Yeah. And I said, it's not hard because we can talk. But I'm glad we did it. Yeah. I'm glad we did it.
Well,
and
I was definitely
right before the 100th, you know.
Yeah. I was definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, because I was thinking maybe we should have done it as the 100th. And I'm like, no.
I think what we're doing for the 100th.
Yeah, I know. Because I know.
Worth it.
I don't think it would have been bad, but I know. It's like, oh, yeah. It's going to be really, really good. So, yeah, that's the only thing. I was like, maybe we should have waited. I'm like, nah.
Nah.
I kind of like how we did it.
I like the freestyle being on 99.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, and we don't even need the left balloons. Luft balloon.
I still love. I know we've talked about the Huska Castle a couple times. I didn't. I don't know that I knew this. That it's on the Czech mountain range. Mm. I did not know that. Where did it say? I do not know that. I still love. According to legend, the location of Huska Castle is directly on top of a gate to hell. Apparently, a portal opened on this remote Czech mountain ridge, and the castle was built to stop the demons from escaping. The hole was said to be so deep that the bottom was impossible to find. Inmates that were sentenced to death, like you were saying, Nate, were offered pardons if they dared to venture inside. As the legend goes, the first man to be lowered into the hole began to scream within seconds of his descent. He was quickly pulled out, but his mind was already irreparably damaged by fear, and his face had aged 30 years. He said that the hole was full of a half-man, half-human beast. The man died 2 days later inside a mental asylum.
Mm.
And as the castle, a chapel was constructed directly over the hole so that it would be sealed off forever. That is a great story. I love that place. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't love it enough to go there, but...
Huska.
Huska Castle. Those crazy Nazis and their experiments.
I don't know. Good for them.
But yeah, this is fun, guys.
That'd be terrifying to be part of something like that.
You think so?
Not even like, you know, like, obviously it'd be terrifying to be the one lowered into the hole. Right. It'd just be terrifying to be there and witness it.
Army of Darkness.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
When they're, you know, they're playing around with that and like, I don't know if I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and watching it too. Like, he's screwed. Or is he
going to? Well, I mean, that just, an event like that, personally witnessing it, like, that is, like, I don't know what really to say. It just sort of like validates some suspicions or thoughts of how things may be, or I don't know. Just gets you really thinking about stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if you were personally there witnessing it.
Right. What is truly going on?
Yeah. What is it?
Do you want to investigate?
Obviously, it's something.
Do you want to investigate the Huska Castle in that hole?
No.
No,
you know, I don't.
I don't really either. Don't, no. I really don't either.
Many places I like to go and visit and see and personally witness it.
Nate wants to take a Ouija board.
Eight of them, right?
Nah.
So that's two guarantees. No Huska and no Ouija.
Yeah.
No Ouija at the Huska.
I'd probably be trembling.
Yeah.
To be honest, I probably would be.
I get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd be so anxious and on edge.
Okay, well, yeah. I guess I'll email
them. They say all those creatures in the half humans, half demons, half monsters, whatever they are, that roam around there, and then all kind of like animal hybrids and whatever.
Well, I thought they said like with the cathedral being on top of it now, you can hear scratching and stuff under the floor.
Ooh.
Mm. That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Sean, I always say, put that on our list. Take that off our list. Put it on.
Mark it out.
Yeah, that's.
Now I'll send a robot in there.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Send a drone in there. Investigate.
Drone. See what happens to it.
Oh man, can you imagine the footage you can get?
And something terrifying happens to it, and it's like, yep, I knew it. I'm not going.
This is going to top the sleep experiment.
Yeah, I just want to confirm.
Holy gosh! Nope. Not going there.
Oh my gosh, that would be terrible. Yeah, I don't know. We'll leave that off the list.
I do have my limits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Flashlight guy has his limits. I see.
Yeah, you do.
trust me.
I am really excited, though, about the Indiana State Sanatorium.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun doing some recording there. And I know we say live. It's not going to be live, but
Like, we'll be alive there.
We'll
be there. And, yeah.
But it's gonna be a cool time. Yeah. And then, and of course, then the next month is, but basically a month later is the live show at the Boone County Jail Distillery. Mm-hmm. That is gonna be cool.
Yeah.
Boo and Boone.
I don't think that'd be.
You can take it, by the way.
Right.
They're like, well, you already said that.
I don't think it'd be very interesting or exciting if we weren't live. You know, just all three of us sitting there going,
we're dead. Corpses.
I was like, where's he going?
You laugh.
Yeah, we will be alive. It just won't be. Yeah, it's not going to be. It's still going to be recorded.
Frankenstein's monster.
No, I hope. Well, it sounds like whatever that is. That hunt, I think it's going to be a, what do you call it? Like, not a ghost hunt, but.
What's that?
No, when they said they were going to have some type of hunt.
Yeah. Egg hunt.
Egg hunt.
No.
We called it an egg hunt.
It's just a hunt.
Didn't they just call it a hunt?
Like, yeah. I even asked Becky yesterday at the orthodontist, and I still can't think of what they call those. No, when you're like, you have clues, and you have to find.
Scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt.
I think that's what it's going to be.
Is that what it is?
Regardless, hopefully people are there for that. Yeah. And then we'll have maybe some creepies come out, and then just general public for just wanting to check it out. Mm-hmm. So
maybe have a little Q&A.
Q&A?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Let's see what happens.
Quotations and acrobat. That's what he means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acrobatics.
I think it's like, what is it, 10 to 5, 9 to 5? So we'll want to get there like in the morning, set up, and then give us some time to record. And then, yeah, so we'll set up. We'll talk about it. But I'm excited about that.
Because
that'll be our. Because 2023, we told the creepies, oh, we got some things planned. And I'm like, we better come through.
We got to get, yeah, well.
Not just for them, but like, yeah. I don't want to disappoint myself.
Right.
I want us to do, because this show's growing. It is. It's almost just a month, just say a month away from 2 years. And we've grown, just not our numbers, but like now things that we can try to do would be our, you know. We'll mention something next week, but like these.
Are we supposed to talk about world domination or that not till year three?
Sean, that's world or that's year three.
So what are we going to do today? Try to take over the world.
We've got that written down, I think, in my notes.
Pinky and the brain.
Let's see, March 13th of 2024. Oh yeah, world domination. That's
one is a genius, the other one's insane.
You never watch it, did you, Todd?
No, I have a life.
No, I'm kidding.
Pinky and the brain. We grew up with that, didn't we?
Animaniacs.
I was in my 20s, early 20s.
Animaniacs.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
I forget how that song goes. Something to the max.
Max, I think, is one of the characters' name.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
Is really going downhill.
It is going downhill fast.
No, Dot. That's
I remember Dot.
About,
that's the sister.
Yeah, that's right.
What is her name?
Dot.
Dot. Brother Com.
That's right.
Or was that her last name? Dot-com?
Dot-com.
Yeah.
That makes me think of Wacky Races for some reason.
Wacky. Wacko.
Remember Wacky? Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, Wacko is the young, wacky one. Yeah.
The only thing I remember from my 20s back then was like Beavis and Butthead. I did not miss an episode. I'd come home every day from work and watch that. Like, oh, my God. Oh,
I'm the great Cornholio.
TP
for my bunghole.
That part of it. And then I always remember when they're working in the fast food restaurant and they're like throwing flies in there. throwing flies in there. French flies.
French flies.
And you go, he's like, oh, that's you talk like this. Oh, that was good stuff. What was the girl's name? Their friend, like their classmate. They were always giving her kids.
Yeah, she had glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always picking on her and she'd pick on them. What are you talking about? Like,
you guys are weird.
That's about the only show back then that I watched it.
Yeah, I used to watch that religiously. I watched that and Aeon Flux.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've heard of that. I know of it. I don't know.
There's a movie now, too, with what's-her-face?
Daria. Is it?
Oh, Daria.
She even had a spinoff.
Yeah, she had a spinoff.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that, too.
Morgendorfer.
Yep. That's her.
Mm-hmm. The one girl that, because the Aeon Flux show on MTV was anime, but then when they made a live movie of it, had that.
Oh.
I did not. Man.
Term adult, like Adult Swim.
Mila Jovovich.
Adults.
Oh, Jovovich. I know you're
talking about. It was on Adult Swim. I remember that.
She played Aeon Flux in the movie, and I've always liked it. I mean, It's probably one of those movies where you either like it or you think it's stupid.
But she does the zombie movies.
From the game. Resident Evil movies, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of those, but I did watch me some Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah.
They were so funny. They had the AC/DC and Metallica t-shirt. Mm-hmm. They're always doing the horns, yeah.
Did you ever watch the full movie?
Oh, Beavis and Butthead take...
I don't think I did.
What is that?
I don't think I did.
Beavis and Butthead go to Las Vegas or something like that.
Yeah. I might have. I can't remember.
Yeah. They meet,
I might have.
They end up out in the desert and... and meet their
roller coaster,
their fathers, and that their fathers are like older versions of them.
No,
but then they don't realize that it's their fathers.
That's hilarious.
Those guys are really cool.
Oh yeah, my fault.
We thought that was so cool to go see that movie too. Honestly, I remember that was like, what is it? Oh no, Beavis and Butthead Do America. That's what it is. Yes. I was like, yeah, I know it's called something.
Mm-hmm.
What year was that?
I don't know. 1996?
Yeah. Okay. Man, I was 25.
Mike Judge.
1996.
Mm-hmm. 6.8
in high school.
6.8 on Rotten Tomatoes. Or 71%, I'm sorry.
25.
IMBD is 6.8 out of 10.
Thank you for those stats.
You like that? I knew you would.
You know what? I hope the creepies enjoy this freestyle. And if they don't, that's too bad. I mean, we love you, but yeah, I know it's not the same as us talking about a particular topic. But,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of fun for us just to kind of not do something.
We'll just sit here and talk.
Did you know the Beavis? I didn't see this one. This was last year. Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe?
No.
Yeah, they just came out with a new one.
Yeah, but.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, they still crack me up, but I don't think I could watch
it. It's ranked about the same as the other one.
I would watch like the old ones, but I wouldn't watch anything. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to pick up the new episode now.
I think I'd heard about it, but no, I have not caught that.
Mm-hmm. I'm old and curmudgeon-y. No, this was fun, though.
It was
Sean,
fun.
Sean, what do you think about your first freestyle?
I feel good about it.
Even though you went off script?
I did a couple times. A couple 3,000 times.
Yeah. You'll learn one of these days.
Rollercoaster.
So, we print a script
of
for
love,
a reason.
Say what?
What, you think we're just doing it for fun? Yeah.
Squirrel.
No, I think we covered shows, movies, mental health.
A little bit of everything, yeah.
A little bit of faith.
The thing I didn't mention? Mention Care Bears. I wanted to mention Care Bears. Evil Care Bears with this.
What about,
with the,
isn't it?
The knife stuck in them, right? Isn't that what you like?
It's, it's an actual movie someone produced, I believe. The Winnie the Pooh.
The horror
one.
No, I can't do it.
And I've heard that
can't do it.
I can't do it.
It looks
that it's slated to have a sequel.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks.
Winnie the Pooh 2.
Winnie the Pooh and...
Bloody 2.
Bloody 2.
I don't know what it is.
Something.
I don't know.
But they're,
Winnie the Pooh kills.
So the premise is that he's mad. They're all mad because Christopher Robin left him.
Yeah, they grew up, left him,
and
never
they
came
come
back.
They come out of the 100 Acre Woods.
And they're ticked.
Yeah.
They're ticked
with
off.
A vengeance.
Yeah. So they, yeah. Anyway, I watched the.
They become serial
I read
killers.
About it, and I watched a couple of the trailers.
Mm.
I can't do it. I like the premise. I mean, it's creepy.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but I'm like, it looks gory. I don't like
definitely
yeah,
creepy.
I don't
definitely
do gory.
Weird.
I don't do gory. I can do violence, but that's different than gory. I don't want to.
Yeah. See, I don't mind gory.
I can't do it.
But the thing that really trips me out on it is how they look.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like a oversized action figure, plastic-looking look.
Right.
I don't know. But then they're, like, really demented-looking, too.
Oh, they're not happy. They don't have sweet faces. They're constant frantic.
So I think that's that's the creepy factor to me. I mean, I don't care about blood and guts or whatever, but it's the actual look of them.
Hmm. See, the blood and guts, it depends on how it comes about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't... The over-the-top gore and graphic, I can't do. You know, like a ice pick going through somebody's eyeball and it comes out the back of their head. I don't need it. Don't need it. But somebody
so you didn't
getting
like
an arm
the Equalizer
cut off.
Movie. Denzel Washington?
Oh, I love those movies, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember it, yeah. Well, I didn't see it. Well,
the power drill through the back of the guy's head?
I don't remember that.
It might have been Equalizer 2.
We saw them both. Amy and I loved them. No, I don't...
Yeah, they're in the hardware store where he's working or whatever, and guys are in there, And he like reaches through the shelves and gets him with the drill in the back of his
head.
Oh, yeah. At the very end. Yeah,
I have not seen those.
Yeah. When he's buying. Yes, right. No, I mean, like, well, I mean, again, I don't. The whole movie's not like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and you, if you don't know what's going to exactly happen, but like if you're going into a horror movie and it's supposed to be great. No, I'm not going to. If it's going to be gory, graphic, and all that, nah. You know. But that's what sells. Is I just don't like the overtime. I'm like, why? Just do a good story and have some violence. I don't mind violence. I mean,
I don't know if it sells. I think it's just a statement.
I don't know if it sells. That's why.
Sounds like a statement.
Let's go over the top.
And maybe because I'm old. Right? I just don't get it.
Is it the old curmudgeon thing again?
I just don't get it. I just feel like that's lacking.
I feel like a curmudgeon nowadays.
Creativity. Like, let's just gore everybody out so much.
How many liters of blood came out of that body? Because I think that's way too much blood for one body.
That's Hollywood, baby. They always put about five times the amount of blood.
It just depends. It just depends.
The Freddy Krueger episode where he's on the waterbed and then comes up and grabs him him down, and then like a big fountain of blood shoots up and hits the ceiling.
They did that. We talked about the Army of Darkness. Yeah, the same thing. Like, that's way too much blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
but it gets your attention.
Oh, yeah. It gets your attention.
And sum up, I mean, like I said, I just. Just give me a good, creepy, scary movie and leave all the whatever. But that's all right.
Oh, I did see.
Don't listen to me.
Ella loves to watch all these kind of YouTube videos and like these YouTubers, and they're not podcasters, but they're they do the craziest things. But certain ones she likes to watch. And there was one where one of the YouTubers and this group of friends or whatever, he's looking for a date and he wanted to do kind of a blind date thing, and they lined up I don't know how many different girls. I think it was 15 or 20, and he was supposed to pick who he wanted to, or he was eliminating them by their feet, their bare feet. Or some of them had shoes on, some of them didn't, but one of them had these weird like shoes on and pants, and it looked almost, I thought it was like an Indian, like a, you know, tribal Indian kind of. And it was when they were eliminating people, it was Pennywise.
Oh, God.
Like the new one. And like, how dare you eliminate me? Don't you want to go on a date with me? And he even said, he's like, I thought these are all girls. Like, why'd you throw Pennywise in there? But
that's weird.
It was the only weird. Yeah. And I thought, this YouTubing thing is just like.
What are you watching?
I don't know. But it's supposed to be funny. But it was like Pennywise like coming out like a, you know, a little brat.
Speaking of, not Pennywise, speaking of YouTube, I told Olivia, we went last Friday to the mall. I took them shopping, and I walked in, and she was talking about some YouTuber or something. Anyway, I said, you know what? I said, I think the guys and I, we do YouTube. She laughed again, like she did when I said we're doing
TikTok.
Like,
you can do TikTok, right?
Yeah, I was like,
what are we going to do today? Try to take over the world.
As I break Nate's guitar.
I think I have a feeling that Harrison and Olivia have side conversations about how silly we are.
Probably.
Like,
I was offended again. Another chuckle.
You're right.
She's like,
they'll figure it out.
Did you hear they made another?
Dads are cool.
I said, did you hear they made another video? Yeah. Quotation mark.
Yeah. What was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, YouTube. Every morning, Elijah, man, that's how he catches up with his sports. Mm-hmm. He watches on YouTube all the highlights from the night before NBA.
William and Harrison do that kind of stuff.
I mean, and then he just constantly is watching. Like, he can tell. He'll tell me. Like the incoming freshmen, so like high school seniors, basketball.
Yeah,
Mikey Williams,
it's amazing.
Guy,
and the knowledge at their fingertips is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
every morning. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Loves
if,
highlights.
If they come up to you and ask for some zeros, no, you cannot have any of these zeros.
They're a solid no.
You do not support me.
No.
So no zeros for you.
No zeros for you. No soup for you. No zeros for you.
There was a
be gone.
The kids did a for elementary school. They did William and Ella had dress up like your favorite book character, and William chose, I think his name is Jack. I don't know, from the Treehouse series or whatever. I don't know. I may have that wrong. I don't know. He's probably gonna be, if he hears this ever, he'll be like, Dad.
Does he listen?
Not right now, but he might someday. Only when he's on TikTok
Elijah
with us. He was this whatever character, and they have glasses, and he's like, oh, Dad, I don't wear glasses. I said, your sisters have at least three or four pair that are faux, you know, or those prism, you know, blocking, whatever, the blue blockers. pick some, you know, you'll be fine. And, but it was the style that Elijah wears. And he came in and I said, what do you think, man? Because the kid wears a t-shirt, shorts, or not shorts, like jeans, uh-huh. and then the glasses, and then his hair needed to be combed a certain way. So he came out, he came around the corner and I was like, dude, you look good in those. And he goes, I look like Elijah. And I was like, you do kind of look like Elijah. That's yeah. Funny. I didn't get, I meant to get a picture of it to show you. Huh.
That's dumb,
but he, yeah. and I said, how, and he goes, you didn't get I like this. But other, he told me today, I said, how'd that go? That's I did funny. Not yet. I need to probably, I think Jenna did. But kids kept taking his glasses, wanting to wear them because they liked them so much. And I was like, don't wish for the glasses, but they're kind of cool. Yeah. So, but he liked, but he said, I look like Elijah.
That's cute. That's funny. Yeah. I don't know. You got anything else you want to tell our creepies about or talk about? So. Or?
Goodness sakes, I think we've been everywhere. Everywhere, man.
That's the premise of this episode.
Right. We got to do this again.
Just we'll do go it. With it.
Oh, yeah. We'll do them again. Just,
oh, yeah.
You know.
It's we'll a surprise win, right? Yep.
Yeah. we are excited for the 100th, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We have a little something for the creepies, don't we?
Very surprising. Mm-hmm.
Lots surprise. Of zeros.
That's right. That is, well, at least two zeros, right?
I will say that one of my coworkers has been, she loves the what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told her what we were going to do for the 100th, she's like, oh, my goodness. She's like, I've definitely got to listen. So she's excited. Hmm. So
very good.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I hope everybody else feels that way.
I do, too, Nate. Right. I think they will. And I'm excited. And it'll be a big undertaking.
Yes.
I may sit down and write some notes down.
No way.
Get out of here.
Never in all these shows. Never ever.
He pulls it off, though.
Never ever have I.
I think I'm still worn out. What do you think? The episode, two-parter. What do you think?
Aliens? No.
No.
H.H. Holmes?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones. They did wear us out.
Man.
That was a good episode, though.
Yeah. Because that was a two-parter, right?
Yeah. And wasn't Jack the Ripper a two-parter?
Jack the Ripper was a two-parter. Yeah. I don't think that wore us out as much, though.
No.
Aleister Crowley wore us out, and that was one. I remember we said...
Well, that guy's all over the place. Yeah. talk about all over the place. Yeah, no, H.H. Holmes was one. Yeah, that was a good one.
St. Germain, but that was a mini. You St. Germain? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I remember you say that. You St. Germain? I don't
know. I did?
I don't remember what the context was.
I can't remember what we did. Like, I don't know.
I think I hallucinate half the stuff.
I can't remember. I think you do.
That's right.
Anyway.
He's a mini character, but yeah.
Well, there you go. That was a creeped out freestyle, whatever we call it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Sean's delirious.
I think I am. That's a true story. That's not new.
That's
all these zeros I'm drowning in.
What do you got coming off this freestyle?
For 99, I had to do a dark side. Or had to do a dark side.
Okay. Because I was thinking you were going to do 99 left balloons. And I was like, oh, 99 no. 99 red balloons. I hate it as a kid.
I wanted to do Pointer Sisters.
Luckily, I don't know what you're talking about.
Ding, 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 ding.
You don't
know? What was her name?
Red Balloon. Oh, my gosh.
I'm surprised. That's an 80s. It was an 80s MPB.
Oh, you're trying.
She's kicking balloons. It was about war. It was about...
silly. I probably know it if I heard it, but it doesn't just jump in my head.
There was a German... In a little bit, she does speak...
She speaks.
Sings in German, but there was like a true German version. And then, Nina. Nina's the singer.
Nina. There you go.
Isn't that funny, though? I cannot remember anything 5 minutes ago, but I can remember Nina, who's one-hit wonder, if you want to call it that, from 1984,
Pretty close, 83.
83.
She wasn't a one-hit wonder. She was a 99.
She was a 99 Luft Balloon.
99 Luft Balloon.
All right.
It is in the German. But yeah, 83. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. It is Nina. Good job.
So what's your middle-aged dark side?
Well, not that. I was going to be the Pointer Sisters, but that's
love me
not,
some Pointer Sisters.
That's not, I'm just kidding. That's not
I do. I like that.
No, it's a middle-aged dark side. And I actually had a couple choices, and I went with Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive. Because, you know why?
One of my favorite songs.
Because it's fun. And this is fun. And so I'm going to do this for fun.
Okay. So did you ever watch the MTV Acoustic?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course,
87 MTV Music Award. Yeah.
Very few creepies out there probably haven't heard the song, but if you haven't heard the song, you haven't listened to it, I bet everybody has. Everybody in their brother, mother, grandmother, whatever. but if there is that slim chance that you haven't, go listen to it. You won't be sorry. So, Wanted, dead or alive, because that's what we are, right? It's all the same. Only the names will change. Every day, it seems we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold, I drive all night just to get back home. Because I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. Motorcycle, right? I'm wanted, dead or alive. Wanted, dead or alive. Sometimes I sleep. Sometimes it's not for days. And the people I meet always go their separate ways. Sometimes you tell the dark. I'm sorry, Gene Munnetley. Sometimes you tell the day by the bottle that you drink. And times when you're alone, all you do is think. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted, dead or alive. I ride, right? I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride, wanted dead or alive. And I walk these streets, a loaded six string on my back. That's my favorite, favorite lyric or line.
Well, the one coming up is my favorite.
I play for keeps because I might not make it back. I've been everywhere and still I'm standing tall. I've seen a million faces and I've rocked
them
all.
That's the one I think is awesome.
Because I'm a cowboy. That's right. And I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride, I'm wanted dead or alive. Dead or alive, dead or alive. And I'm not going to sing anymore, but thank I promise. You. But anyway, so.
Fun, yeah, I always sang that part.
Fun song, dark song.
When our band played that song.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I tried to do all of Richie Sambora's parts.
Uh-huh. Oh.
One in. Yeah, I love that. Dead or that's a good one. That's a good choice.
Thank you.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh,
that's
okay. All.
Well, you just kept singing. I'm sorry. I'm over here. Hallucinating, right, Nate? Isn't that what you said?
Delirious.
Delirious. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
This was definitely freestyle. Freestyle. No, good choice.
Yeah.
Freestyle, which it's makes me think song. Of when you posted the song freestyle. Now that I got that. I should have done that. Didn't you?
What did I post?
This freestyle song. Oh, freestyle. I thought you did. I don't know. You did it one time. I don't know.
Freestyle song? I have no
Am
idea.
Am I not saying that right? I don't know.
Are you thinking of...
Hold on.
What's that song?
I may be saying it wrong. I am getting tired.
We are definitely having malaise.
Yeah.
We still got one more episode to record.
Freeze frame.
Freeze frame. No, I'm not thinking of that. No, Jay I'm thinking Giles of... I know when it was. It was when you did this episode, and I think on TikTok. Darn it.
What I did Rocket.
Was it?
By Herbie Hancock today, but...
Oh, not Def Leppard.
Oh gosh, no! I hate that song. I like Def Leppard. I hate that. No, Rocket, the from 1984, 83, Herbie Hancock. Yeah,
maybe. I'm so. I don't know.
That's a great video too. If it's, are you talking about today's?
No.
Oh,
it was back when you guys did the.
Oh, okay.
Freestyle.
I have no idea. All right.
I know.
We're
I don't know
either. Creepies.
Probably.
Let's get to the announcements.
Yes, yes. The second part of the announcements.
I'll have to find that out, though.
We'll have to look into that. You can always follow us on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. You can email us at our email address. That is makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Catch us on our Tuesday Terror videos. We offer sponsorship opportunities for individuals and businesses. Please email us if you're interested in that. We are on all podcast apps, so please hit that subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating and review. And review our show if possible, please. And word of mouth means everything. We have merch, so go get you some. We also offer segment sponsorships for our episodes. Individuals and businesses are both welcome. Please email us for more information. That's it.
Thank you.
You don't mean it.
I'm moving over to my man, Nate. Nate, please.
Oh,
please, man. Help us out.
We are free and styling, and that's a wrap.
Nice.
Excellent, Nate.
That song is Don't Stop the Rock, by the way, at Freestyle is what you put on the TikTok. That's I did look it up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can remember
and
that.
I totally redeemed myself.
You did.
Nice job.
Yes, you did, Nate. More zeros coming your way for that.
Yes.
There you go. Hey, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to this episode number 99 and our Creeped Out Chat Freestyle. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.